You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
R&B money. We up. Tank. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
This is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things, R&B.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Old and new.
And in between.
And in between.
We tapped in.
We tapped in. We tapped into the culture.
Yes, sir.
Still.
Yeah.
All we of brought, it. What you want to say?
All of it.
All of it.
All of it.
We brought some of the youth into the building tonight.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, we talking about musicianship.
Yeah.
Huh? We talking about singing.
Yeah.
We talking about dancing.
Dancing.
We talking about you playing whatever instrument you want to play.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. His hair nice. Keep his hair nice. Shiny pants. Give it up, my brother Toasted.
Yeah.
Thank y'all.
What up, man?
What's up, bro?
How you feeling, brother?
I'm blessed. I can't complain. About to drop a project.
Yes, sir.
So everything is good.
You about to drop a project?
I am about to drop a project.
And which project is this? Which number project is this? This is
so.
How many projects have you dropped so far?
I haven't dropped any official albums.
And if no, but how many projects have you dropped?
Like, this
or mixtape, as they like to call it.
This is gonna be my fifth one.
Your fifth one. Okay.
My fifth one.
So Jay, let's just make a note of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So be his fifth entry into into the musical universe that we. Are not you
a
know,
part of in any way.
Part of.
Singing background, something.
Yeah, something. Background.
Yeah, snaps. You know, you remember that you used to have that on records? They used to literally be like, you look on the liner notes, niggas say snaps.
Snaps.
Ooh.
Just saying, we like to be involved.
Yeah, and so, bro. You already know.
Sometime soon.
Listen, you be out of the country though sometimes.
I am only out of the country once a year. It's in July. We can plan around.
Okay.
It.
All right. Oh, you right. I'm back. So look tonight, tomorrow.
No, listen. I think it's like, and I think for what we are, is like we're the bridges.
Yeah.
And we're always trying to just make and keep the connection.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? As you are in the space where you are building your new R&B career, we are just guys that would just love to help.
Absolutely. That's you it, know that's y'all all. More than welcome.
Yeah. That's it and that's all.
More than welcome.
We don't need nothing from you. What we require is that you kill them.
Yep. Absolutely.
It's all we care about. Go
heard
kill
you.
And we gonna put the battery in your back.
Come on.
Heard he was performing somewhere the other day.
man, listen, I went to go pull up on him.
Where you pull up on him, man?
As they call it, it was a vibe.
It was a vibe.
Man. Listen, I hit him. I said, he had posted that he was gonna be in LA. I hit him. I said, send me the info. He sent me the info. It's like, okay, that shit's far. That's far. You know what? For the love of R&B.
For the love of R&B.
I'm going to pull up on the young fella. Because for me, I've been a fan from afar of just appreciating the music that you were putting out. And just from having conversations with other industry insiders, as they would call them, that have always spoken so highly of you as well. And just in meeting you in passing, I'm like, oh, he's a really nice dude. I'm supporting it. You know what I mean? I'm supporting him. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the ride. I'm going to go out there and see what he do. And man, you were worth the trip.
Appreciate it.
Short performance. You know what I mean? You told me. He's like, yo, I'm just going up for, about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But I got to see from stage presence to vocally, the way you handled the crowd, the whole thing. I'm like, okay. Because it wasn't, at first I thought it was a show as well. Like I didn't know, I didn't know that the full spectrum of, event, what the event was going to be. Yeah. But that didn't matter to me because I was coming to support. So I'm thinking I'm going to a show. But then I'm like, oh, okay, it's like a venue, outdoor, vibe, party, kick it, but some performance. And that's not always easy for artists.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like having conversation, I mean like singing while people are having conversations in parts of the
right,
building.
Right.
Drinking.
Can be tricky for artists.
Oh, what up, my nigga?
Yeah.
You know, somebody don't say,
right.
So right. That's real.
But you were able to command that crowd. You were able to zone in into, into the audience and really lock in with them and get your shit off. And I just appreciated that, man, because I feel like we're lacking, especially in male R&B, we're lacking presence. And we're lacking man hours.
Okay.
We're lacking man hours. Because here's the other funny part. I wasn't going to tell you there. I'll tell you today. They made me pay.
What?
They made me pay. I haven't paid for anything or any kind of music.
No, wait,
and this is after niggas
on.
Is stopping me and shit like, yeah, nigga, the hold podcast,
on.
Nigga, Jake Valentine, nigga, the music you be doing, nigga, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I get to the door and the guy... I think because I paid with Cash App. So I got that nigga name in my phone. He charged me.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He said, yeah, the list hasn't been working.
Yo, nah.
The list hasn't been working.
The list hasn't been working. Why you pulled that one?
But that's crazy.
I came to support. I spend my money too, bro.
You should have told me, bro.
Man, no, good. Fuck about that shit.
No, but that's crazy.
We laughing about it now. Like, but no, nigga, like I had a full thing, like where he's like, yeah, so it's gonna be. Oh yeah, all right, cool. That's cool.
Wow,
that's cool. But listen,
wow,
I came to support you. I wasn't gonna be like, yeah, will you let me hit tone right now? I ain't, man. I'm, I don't got patience for that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, nah, that just made me mad, bro.
Yeah,
you're good. Just made me mad, bro.
I paid.
Because I sent the list. Like, I can show you the list. I sent the list. It was prepared.
He said they was having a problem with
that. That's show night for you, though.
That's show, right.
Yeah,
show night. Right.
And real niggas don't hit you when they stuck outside. They're like, listen, I'm gonna figure this thing out. I'm gonna pay real quick and I holler at my guy, like, whatever. But like, hey man, you going on stage, I'm not about to be like, hey man, they got me at the door. Nigga, you're busy, bro.
Right. No, I appreciate you, but I can't believe they charged me.
Yeah, they charged me. I charged the microphone.
Wow, y'all hear this?
People that know that event, got it.
That's probably why I'm not shouting out the event either. Them niggas charged me.
You gonna do this to me?
To me.
Where you from, Tom?
I'm from Jersey.
From Jersey.
Yup. Marlton, New Jersey.
Marlton.
So that's in the trees, bro. I'm down south, like 30 minutes from Philly.
So closer to Philly.
Yeah, okay.
Is that the roots? Is that the
Well, my dad's starting from Philly. My mom's from Burlington, and I went to church in Philly too. So I think that's...
Y'all would drive to church.
Yeah.
Okay. 30 minutes. Actually, a whole nother state.
Right. But it's right there. A bridge away. But yeah, that's where I got everything from. I grew up in church. I was always at church, bro. I was church Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. My mom worked at the church and then was on the choir. So I was there Saturday, Sunday. I had no choice but to be around music and to learn. So
was your mother and father involved in the church or just your mother?
So my dad, he was a drummer for a while and then he stopped playing drums. And then my mom, she continued to sing on the choir and then directed the choir. So I was there, bro. I was traveling on.
When did you get your solo? When did you?
Oh, you know what's crazy? I was shy as a kid. I did not want to sing in front of nobody. I didn't even sing in front of her when she asked me. I'd be like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to play the drums.
Oh, so you're a drummer?
Oh, yeah. I started at three.
That's your first instrument?
That's my first love.
Are you nice on the drums?
I'm nice.
Like Tony Royster nice?
See, that's another level.
He's an alien.
That's another.
He's an alien.
Yeah.
Are you better than Anderson .Paak?
He's a pocket. You know what though? I would like for us to have a drum off.
Ooh, Anderson.
Hey, he's nice.
Tone said he want the drum off.
Hey, I'm not backing down. I'll drum off against anybody.
That's dope. I play the drums too, but I'm out of practice, so I'm gonna let y'all have that one.
How many instruments do you play?
So I play drums, bass, a little bit of keys, guitar, and then sing.
So when did you pick up all of these in church?
Yeah. Yeah, like literally by ear too. Nobody taught them. Nobody, like nothing.
You're the kid that's literally in there like, okay, let me see what I can do with this.
Exactly.
One.
Yep. And like people be playing in church and you know how kids would be, you know, like be crowding around and then I have my little sticks in my pocket waiting for somebody to be like, get up on there and go play a little something. And then if you played and you was kind of cool, they let you rock.
Yeah.
But if you was like making too much noise and it wasn't good, they'd be like, all right, get your ass off the, come on, bro. Yeah, get down. So I would just be there watching everybody do everything. And the moments that I wasn't playing the drums, I was watching somebody play the organ or somebody play the keys or somebody play the guitar. I'm just like, okay, that's cool. And then the first song I learned how to play is Diary.
Who?
Diary, Alicia Keys.
Diary, the first one you learned on the key.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha,
yep.
gotcha.
No,
gotcha.
The first song I learned how to play, I was watching and I was just like, oh, okay, well, he hitting the black keys. That's what it is. Oh, he's doing that.
Keys.
Like, he hitting all the black keys. Well, okay, cool. Oh, okay, all
those
right.
Those were the first ones I discovered.
Yeah.
The black keys.
They go together.
Those were the cool ones to me.
Yeah.
So, like, my first song was. There it is. The holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning. Our sun shall rise to be. There it is. All black keys.
All black keys, yeah. We stay away from the white keys.
I don't know what they're doing out here. These people don't like us.
I ain't touching the white keys.
These people don't like.
Oh, man.
I ain't touching the white keys, bro.
And they scared me because when my grandmother tried to put me in music, she put me in music and they were like, okay, middle C. And I was here with it. And I was like,
Yeah, nope.
Now I'm good, but once you start playing in church and play long enough and you have to catch people during devotional time starting in A.
Right.
And you got to follow them in A.
You got to pick it up. You got to learn quickly.
I'm going to need y'all to have perfect pitch. You can't start no song in A. Why are we singing in E? Who does this?
Right, right.
But that's dope. So how fluent are you in guitar?
I'm actually better in guitar than I am at keys. And like, I learned keys well enough to just produce. Mm-hmm. And like, I started producing at like 11. But
at 11?
Mm-hmm. At 11.
How does that start though? Like, do you ask your parents to get you equipment?
So, okay. So I'll give you the rundown. So I was in a group a long time ago, and it was my best friend. And he is like a genius when it comes to just rigging stuff up and being able to record. So he had like all old gear from church, like the tape machines and things like that. He rigged it up so that we could just be able to record. And so he'll just press record on the, I don't even know how to do it today, but you'll press record on the tapes and stuff. It was wired to something else. He'd be like, all right, cool, we live. Press play on the track. And we in there singing Temptations, my girl, talking about, right? So we doing that, play it back. Like, oh, no, we was off then. We got to do it again. We wasn't sounding good.
So y'all was overdubbing and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So back then we was probably like, the crazy part is we was probably seven and eight doing stuff like that. So then I got my hands on Fruity Loops. I got my hands on Fruity Loops and that changed my life. So he was like, yo, this is how you do that. This is how you make the drum sounds. This is how you do the patterns.
Yeah.
And that was that, bro. And I just fell down the rabbit hole. And so my parents, they was like, all right, cool. We just gonna bought you a computer. Or actually, it was the family computer. Okay. And I just put Fruity Loops on there. So I was taking up all the storage and shit.
That had to get you on.
Yeah. They had no memory and shit.
Why no memory there?
It was 50 beats.
Shit.
right. But now it was Fruity Loops, man. I was at 11.
Were you writing songs to the beats too, or you just doing beats?
So no, that was a crazy part. I was just making beats. I was not thinking about writing songs.
How were your first
songs.
Beats?
To me, I ain't gonna lie. I thought it was kind of dope. It was like, obviously you hear him back now and be like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
But
here's what's crazy as a young beat maker. Like playing your beats, like for people, and people like, I didn't know what those faces meant back then.
You thought everybody was dissing you?
No, I thought everybody liked it.
Oh, shit. It's like, oh.
You really are glass half full.
I was like, it was like this.
It's got potential.
Yeah. In my mind, I'm like, I'm killing these niggas. Right.
I'm gonna get a
You didn't
deal
know you was talking
shit.
To the swivel chairs.
I don't know. I just didn't know my tracks were trash. Yeah. I didn't know. Because in my mind, I'm just using what I got.
You know
in my
though?
Ear.
Yeah. I would like burn CDs. And anytime I'll go with my mom somewhere, I'll be like, yo, I'll burn like 10 beats on a CD, right? And be like, all right, mom, I got my CD. And sometimes be like, all right, you know, put it in. So you play the CD. And she would be very supportive on the ones that had potential.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on the ones that she didn't like, I realized like she would be on the phone.
she
turned it down a little bit.
No, I was just about to say this.
This your first A&R meeting.
Right.
Mom was your first A&R.
She was honest. Yeah. She was real honest with it. Yeah. She'd be like, oh, why'd you pick that sound? But it's supportive though, you know, mm-hmm. Never be like, oh, that was whack. But she'd be like, okay, maybe you should go back to the drawing board and change that. But my mom, she was honest with it.
That's cool.
She supported me though.
That's super cool. Yeah.
My parents didn't really know what that was.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So they was like, all I hear is just a bunch of noise coming out your room.
Yeah.
You got to turn that down. Because I had a PV amp.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? And my synthesizer plugged up to the amp.
He's going crazy.
And I'm literally like, sun up, sun down.
Oh, yeah.
I might have only ate once a day.
You just you were just noise.
I was just noise. All day.
Yeah.
Making tracks because I had a disc. It was a PV keyboard.
Okay.
Most people don't know about that. It was a PV DPM-4. I got it at the studio. I'll show you.
Okay.
I put my disc in it. And then I only had...
Well, you still have the same exact one? You still have it?
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, you kept it. It's a memento.
Yep. It only had 8 tracks to make music. So I had to figure out my drums, my keys, my bass.
Everything.
I had to figure all that out in 8 tracks.
Mm.
So sometimes I had to put the kick and the snare on the same track and then get to the hi-hat.
The hi-hat's on the same movie.
The way I figured it out was kind of crazy, but... I didn't think my tracks were cool until I get on the road with Ginuwine and I bring my keyboard. It's like, oh, maybe I'll make some tracks or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making tracks and I'm just thinking to Ginuwine, like, that shit sound good. I got something. That sound like something.
Yeah.
And come walking Timberland.
Mm.
I'm like,
oh shit.
So I meet Timberland for the first time.
Mm.
He's riding our bus. He said, what you got? What you do? What you doing? I said, I'm just making some beats. So I played him some. He said this. He's like, let's make one together.
Oh, that's dope.
No
that's
shit.
That's dope.
I never even heard that story.
That's
wow.
dope.
So me and Timberland making a beat, bobbing heads on a DPM-4. How you record? Show me how to record. Okay, well, I got to use my pen because I broke that button right there.
The pen never even seen the shit you was working on.
Like, what is this? What is this? He's like, I don't even fuck this in. He's like, oh, okay, yeah. And Nick, that's when he was like this, yeah, I like that. I like what you're doing.
Mm. And how many years of noise were you making in your parents' basement before this moment?
At this point, I'm 22. I've been making noise.
Making noise is crazy.
I've been making noise since seventh grade.
What?
Seventh, eighth grade?
Just making noise.
Oh yeah, you gotta pay for every Vegas trip your parents want to go on. Every
noise.
Oh, yeah,
no. Oh, and I had a drum set in the house.
Oh hell no. Yeah.
Hell no.
I had a drum set in the house.
Yeah.
And the keyboard.
So would you play the song and then play the drums to the song that you made?
No. I was just practice for whatever I was gonna play on Sunday.
Okay. All right.
You know what I'm saying? Practicing my chops and everything. At the house.
It was never both at the same time.
I'm saying, like, the drums were in the house or in the garage?
In the house.
Oh, hell.
In my bedroom.
No. What?
Like stepbrothers?
In my...
That's my second
drum
floor.
Set?
Yeah. You touched my drum set.
Oh, hell yes. Nah.
Yes.
Hell nah. I wish I would.
Hey, man.
My kids have a drum set in the house, man.
That's why you got to get the electric.
My father goes, that's enough.
That's enough.
Cut it out.
I was making noise, bro. That long.
Oh, that's,
but that's dope, though.
But it takes that. But it's like they didn't know. It was like when we was in church, you know. But of course, I'm the musician, and it all works out in church.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of what I was trying to be, or what I didn't know what I was working towards. I was just wanted to be good at it.
It's a fact, yeah.
I wanted to sound like Timberland.
Yeah. Mm.
I wanted to sound like Commission.
Shout out to the investors. We always shout out the investors.
Yeah.
Meaning the supportive parents.
Yeah.
My mom bought that synthesizer.
Absolutely.
Did not have the money for it.
Right.
Mm. And we was paying payments on it.
Yeah. Mm. Look what that synthesizer's got y'all
Come
now.
Come on now.
Huh? R&B money.
Come on now.
Synthesizer. I can buy 100 synthesizers.
My all
get a little
them.
Nigga synthesizer.
Get a little nigga synthesizer.
Yo, that is crazy.
Oh, that's great. So you start yours at 11.
Yeah.
You start yours at 11 where you got Fruity Loops.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got a new computer.
I guess I was making
because you done burnt out the
house Apple.
Yeah.
So now it's time for you to make noise.
I was recording over my mom's cassette tapes and shit with my shit and messing up her.
You was wilding.
I was wilding.
But were you in your mind? Were you searching for this place or were you just trying to just?
I was
do
just
music?
Making music because I loved it.
Yeah.
Literally,
it was very pure for you.
Pure as can be.
That's
like, yeah. Back then, I wouldn't have told you. You know, it was
that
just because
be here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was just like, yo, I love this. Like, there's a feeling that I get when I do this that I'm not getting from anything else. So I'm gonna keep doing it.
How many years of noise are you making?
Until you're
yeah. You know what? Well, I had a drum set. I'll say when I was 8, 9, that's when I got my first real drum set. And then I would say up to like 12, I think 9 to 12, I was making noise.
Mm-hmm.
And then like 13 and on is when it was like, oh, he kind of good.
You were sweet.
Yeah,
are you doing talent shows? Are you?
I'm in the band.
Have you sang? Have the girls?
Okay.
discovered you yet?
Yeah,
in South Jersey?
Absolutely. So this is what we would do. We were in a group at the time, and this was around.
What's the name of the group? We like to know the names of, of these groups, man.
This group had a few names because it had a few members, and it kept changing. But so no, first,
we're not gonna let you get out of telling us the names.
Oh no! I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna just start here. It was a new phase.
Okay.
Right. New phase at one point.
It's not bad.
We changed it to Act One.
Act One. Okay.
Act One.
Start the movie off. Got it.
Okay. Act One.
Mm-hmm. Act One. Okay.
And then it changed to SJ3, South Jersey 3.
SJ3. Sounds like a sweatsuit. But I get it.
The new third edition drops next week. Playboy.
The Playboy edition.
Playboy
suede.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, SJ3.
Obviously it was three of you guys.
Yeah, it's three of us.
Okay.
And we would go around to the mall. We were doing Sweet 16s, but we were in that era of like passing out the CDs,
mixtapes,
and our like cards, and like go to the mall and sing, and then sometimes you circle back around after being in the mall all day and you see your flyers,
you see flyers on
the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there.
Hanging out the trash.
I've been there.
Yeah. So there. That was my childhood.
Were you making some money off of it? Were y'all getting a little bit of money?
No.
Not even for the parties?
Not really. It was just like, hey,
call Tony.
We want to perform. Yeah, had them boys pull up and perform. Yeah. Them boys, they pretty good.
That's it.
And they gonna do it for free. So we pulled up. It was exposure.
Yeah.
I remember one time though, we pulled up because like the music we was doing, right? We was never on no like hood shit. I didn't grow up like in the hood. So with the music we was doing was kind of like mixed between like, you know, we loved NSYNC. You know what I'm saying? Obviously we loved like Boyz II Men. We loved New Edition, but it was mixed.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We was getting our B2K on.
We were at some point, but we would make B2K sounding records, but then we would make really pop sounding records too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because YouTube was around, we was trying, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes we try and go viral and stuff like that. We was like, oh, we need to cover these songs, man. These pop songs going up.
But so, all y'all black.
Yep. So we would go to, so all right, there's one specific time, I remember it was a Sweet 16, and we was pulling up, and one of the members was like, yeah, I got this, you know, I got this party, and they said we could perform, this, and that is gonna be lit. We pull up, and I'm like, oh, shit, we in the hood. We pull up, you know, there's niggas outside, you know, and this is a Sweet 16, and there's niggas outside that look grown. I'm like, okay. This
on
is,
the hood, niggas, is, yeah, niggas look grown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
they
what
look
I'm like,
35.
What the fuck?
And it's summer, Mars.
And these niggas about to perform No Strings Attached.
bye.
Man, what?
Yo, so we get up on stage and we trying to do our thing. And I just remember, and that's why it built character.
Yeah.
Because I remember niggas was just like, man, turn that shit off. Walking around, like, so we was in formation. You know what I'm saying? Like the three-member formation.
Okay.
Somebody walked in between our formation.
What you niggas gonna do?
Right. And we ain't do nothing. We was like, shit, I'ma fucking sing, bro. I'ma go ahead and hit this just dance sing, move around sing. You.
Y'all kept performing.
And we kept performing, bro.
Oh, I love it.
We kept
I love
performing.
The professionalism.
And the girl loved it. She loved it. The girl party that I was for, she loved it. And that's all that matters. But I was like, yo, we gonna get jumped. We're just trying to do music, bro. So we got to
do better as a people.
we're so aggressive.
We got to do better.
Oh, you niggas want to sing, huh? Can you fight?
Can you fight?
Look at my gun out the car.
You're like, oh, come
ass
on
niggas.
Now.
They think it's sweet. We gotta stop.
These ass niggas think it's sweet.
We gotta like, stop.
We ain't going together.
I didn't do nothing.
We gotta stop.
She wanted us to perform, bro.
No, his explanations are
why
great.
Why you
though.
Mad at her?
Like, man, what? Why are you here? Why you even here, bro? It's a Sweet 16.
Oh man.
Hey man, this is great.
I might have walked through y'all set too. If y'all was about to be up there singing my fucking NSYNC in my neighborhood.
we was doing originals, but like, you know, we wasn't that crazy. We wasn't about to go up there.
But it had a pop feel to it.
Some of them.
Yeah. Some of them. Oh, y'all had a whole set.
Yeah, we had a set.
How long was the set?
Like a little 15-minute set.
15 minutes.
And I'm gonna tell you right now, we was
long
up there.
As long as 15
we was
minutes
up
long.
There dying for 15 minutes, like, oh my God, bro, this shit can't get over fast enough, bro. I won't go home.
I won't go home.
You bro.
Can't go home.
But y'all stayed in it.
Stayed, yeah.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
What happened to SJ3?
So I mean, we met, I think, around the time. No. You met me a little bit afterwards, but Jazz ended up signing the group.
I'm familiar with SJ3.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I met Jazz through Omarion.
Okay.
I don't know if you had already met Jazz before, but I met Jazz through Omarion when we were working on like I get it in and those records that we were doing for O. And me and him got cool. And I remember Tank and I started working with some young fellas from Houston, or from Beaumont, called A12 Teal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And me and Jazz was in the studio, and he's like, man, I got these young niggas out of Jersey. These niggas is cold, right? And I'm like, nigga, we got some young niggas we fucking with. I'll nigga from your backyard. He like, ooh, if they from Texas,
yeah,
I know.
I know.
Nigga, I found Drake. I'm
right.
Like, that does.
This has nothing
I
to do with Texas.
Drake has nothing to do with Texas. What we're talking about, Jazz. But Drake is dope.
Right.
So
right.
We going back and forth. I'm like, nigga, why? I'm gonna show you these niggas YouTube. Them niggas used to do all the YouTube. They was cooking. And then he showed me y'all, and I said, him. So literally what I said to him, I said, him. Like, what you mean? Him. That's your guy.
That's crazy.
That was just my opinion, right? This is because in this business it's subjective. Right? It's all about opinions and what, you know, resonates to you and what you see that you attach to first. It could have been the group for some people, but for me personally, I saw you.
That's crazy.
That nigga code. Fast forward to him being like, you ever heard of this young nigga name? I said, nah, I never heard of him. And he shows me, I said, that's a nigga from the group. Wait. He's like, yeah, he fucking with Jazz. And I said, oh, he took him out the group. I don't know how, you know what I mean? I don't know how it transpired and what ended up happening. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, it was him. Yeah. And to me, it's just my opinion.
And the crazy thing is, I feel like everything happened for a reason.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And they my brothers. We like this to this day. And Desmond, that's the one of the other members, he blew up on some whole different shit. Blew up big, just huge. So did the other one on TikTok. And I'm like, see,
There was more about the personalities
And it was supposed to happen that way. You know what I'm saying? And for me to just do my thing and everybody do their thing. And that's how, I mean, it split up, but I think it worked out for the better for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody got moving.
Exactly.
So what did you guys, because I never knew it from a group standpoint, did you guys ever put out music as a group?
We put out, maybe there's like one EP that we did and that was it. Like in just for real on iTunes and stuff like that on DSPs, and that was it. And then we had got signed after that to Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So we were working. Like, we was working and working for a few years. And it just didn't happen that way. And then, you know, some of the members went back home to Jersey. One of the members had his son, so he had to be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of just naturally just took its course. So I was still out here at the time. This is probably like, I'd say like 2015. And that's when I was just in my writing and producing bag, like 2014, 2015. I was really just like, all right, you know, sometimes I'll be doing the group stuff when we was a group, but I'll find time when I was off and I'll just be like, yo, I got this idea. I got to lay this. I got to make this song, right? So I made a whole ton of songs. And what happened in that batch of songs that I made was Liquor, Make Love, stuff that landed with Chris and even on the mixtape, the song he got called Come Home Tonight
that I
did, Beat It Up. I sampled Janet Jackson's Escapade, and like those was the songs that I was making. And
those are your first placements?
Yeah.
How do you get to Chris?
Jazz. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was one night, so we this had to be like 2014.
You did the beat on Liquor?
Mm-hmm. Co-produced, yeah.
Nasty.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
It's me my and my bro, the Aquarius. Aquarius.
Nasty.
Yeah.
And you wrote it?
Yep.
Nasty.
Literally in my room in Jersey. I was home at the time, but yeah.
Okay.
In Jersey, yep.
Incredible.
Appreciate you, bro.
Man.
And that was the one, man. That was the one that really changed everything for me.
I'm sure.
So yeah. were you able to... Okay, so when that happened for you, you get this record, you get a hit record, you get a record that everybody knows and everybody now knows you for.
Mm.
Do you feel like you fully promoted that as in like, you know, going about making a name for yourself, or did you just let it happen?
I didn't, if I could rewind, because I don't regret anything, but mm-hmm. if I could rewind, I wish I did promote and stand did in front more of a business behind it. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? At the time, it was like, oh, things is happening. Like, this is crazy. This is great. Shit, let me keep creating. Let me keep creating. Right. You know, let me stay out. Studio rat. Yeah. Like, studio
you just kept your head
rat.
Down.
Yup. Sleeping in the studio, just making music. Like, yo, I just got to make more music, and then more things like this will happen.
Did you do a publishing deal, anything? Nothing.
No pub deal, nothing. Because in my mind, I was like, you know what? I'm going to build up my catalog. I'm going to build up my worth, mm-hmm. and then I'll do a pub deal.
Okay.
But I really do wish that at that time, though, that I was really like, on that socially, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I did this song.
And the business of it.
Exactly. I wish I was outside and like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, because yeah, if the conversation has a face and not just a name,
right?
Then it makes the creative process in terms of getting to artists and getting to A&Rs a whole lot easier.
Yeah. Mm. I didn't know you did the record 2 years later.
Yeah.
I didn't know initially that you did the record until later. I was like, oh shit. And they were like, yeah, you know, Tone wrote. I'm like, nigga, I had no idea he did that record.
Yeah. I would say now I started, you know, start promoting it now. But
Which is still fine.
It's fine. Yeah.
Right. It's still fine because it's, you know, it's about discovery and rediscovery.
Yeah.
But I always wonder, you know, especially for your generation with understanding what the self-promotion is. You know, I go back to, and I've mentioned him a few times, Tyler the Creator, when he's like, I don't understand why people don't promote their stuff. You spend all your time creating it, but then you only promote it for the week that it's out.
Right.
Like, nigga, no, it doesn't go away that you did that record.
Nope. Right.
I'll still talk about a record I did 20 years ago.
Easy.
Because I did it.
Like, yep. I just did it.
Right. Yeah.
Why not? It's part of you. It's your accomplishments. When we look and see how many times Michael Jordan made the All-Star game, they don't take away. He's still talking. It's a 13-year All-Star or 15, whatever. LeBron been in the All-Star game 20,000 times.
They say every time they announce his name.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, like I was saying on, you know, they was talking about the bubble championship. I said, yeah, and I also celebrate all my adult league championships too.
Celebrate mine.
right.
Wins is wins, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
You have wins.
Yeah.
Promote those wins.
Absolutely.
And for the artists, for the writers, for the people that are watching, it's like when you get your wins, man, talk about your wins, bro.
Absolutely.
Because these people will talk about your losses.
Fast.
They can't wait to talk about what you did.
Can't wait to send your losses viral.
look at this nigga did.
Look at this. Will you look at this?
Somebody come look at this.
This nigga fell off stage.
Look at this.
I done been on 1,000 stages and didn't fall.
But the one time...
The one time did he want to do a whole dance.
You know what?
He been doing amazing dancing all his life.
Why did he pull the white man down to where he tried to pull him down with him too?
Listen, white man was... White man was just a casualty.
Down goes Frazier.
He's just a casualty. He's like, I was holding on to him, then I realized I was about to pull him down to it. I said, I can't do that. I gotta let him go.
I gotta let him go.
But yeah, man, you have to stand in front of it.
Yeah,
that has to be known.
That was a huge, and I'm glad you're telling me this because that was a huge lesson that I still like. I'm like, damn. Could've been more outside
would have been different.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
For real.
It's a thing when niggas is when you do go, like you said, you've been outside a little more. When you go outside and nigga like, nigga, you wrote liquor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the nigga that wrote. Cause we don't understand sometimes too when you put your head down and you just work, that those moments that you may miss out by going to this such and such event and you just happen to meet.
Yep. Mm.
That's how we end up meeting Cardiac, who produced When We for us.
Mm.
Just like that, too.
That's crazy.
Randomly. We wasn't even supposed to be there.
Mm.
He didn't even make R&B beats.
That's crazy.
He made rap beats.
Yeah.
I was like, said, nigga, I do. I said, you can do R&B beats?
Yeah.
I make crazy. I'll make a crazy R&B beat, nigga. I'll make a crazy.
And Cardiac, he through
an introduction.
Yeah.
Through
yeah.
mutual friends, yeah. through Chasing Cash and Matt McNeil.
Yeah.
Being like, them is our OGs.
Mm.
Hey man, me. And then hyping him up, and we take their word for it, and then now he sent us a B pack.
Mm.
If he don't show up to that event and we don't show up to that event,
it never happened.
We never get when we.
Yep. That's crazy.
When we from outside.
when we from outside.
Yo, that's crazy.
What's the name of that place? EPLP?
EPLP.
EPLP. On the rooftop.
Outside.
If we don't go.
It never happened.
That record, that's a life-changing record for us. Not mm-hmm. just for him, mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. us, yeah. for our business, for what we do.
Mm.
If we don't go there that night,
mm.
you never get when we.
Mm. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's real.
And I'm not saying you got to be everywhere. It's something that just outside and just outside of being outside.
But you have to.
You have to. Like, you got to go to some stuff.
For me, now I'm really understanding that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in full, like, okay, oh, there's an event going on. Cool. Let's pull up. You know,
yeah.
Manager, like, yo, you need to be at this. Cool. No problem. Like, I'm there. Man, I wish, because I was way younger back then, too. So it was just like, yo, I just really wish that I was.
You still 12.
I know, but 12, I was
he
way
talking
younger.
About I had Fruity Loops.
you couldn't get in the club.
I had Fruity Loops for breakfast. You feel me?
But I was younger than. Nigga,
I was younger than.
I was like 19, bro. Boy,
you couldn't even get in the fucking club.
Right. We wouldn't even been able to meet you because you wouldn't have been able to get in.
Like, oh, he brought liquor.
Let him in.
And that's Hollywood.
And that is the thing.
That's Hollywood.
See?
The thing in Hollywood is like this, right? While you hot, while you got things cracking, like, it's just the pull up. And you only got to do a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just got to pull up the right way.
Yep. Right. Right.
To the right spots.
Yep. Yep.
Shake the right security guy's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Shake the right club promoter's hand.
Be introduced by the right person.
Be introduced mm-hmm. by the right person.
Set up. Yep.
Like, Jazz is the right person.
He's the perfect person. The
perfect person. Like, everybody fuck with Jazz.
Yeah. You know everybody.
And once you do that and once they associate, oh no, that's
he good. He's good.
Yeah.
Whatever he wants.
Yeah. And he been hyping you from the beginning.
No,
bro.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
He's been a full supporter of you from the beginning.
He called me early. He's a nigga.
That's my dog, yeah.
I got this nigga.
Yeah. Exactly how he
said, all right, I'm on the way. I'm going to see what you're talking about. I think you don't know no R&B. Tank, you know I know R&B. I love R&B.
I found Drake.
You hear me?
I found Drake.
Man, Jazz would be an R&B singer if he could sing.
What?
He would be a whole R&B singer.
Come on,
he,
man.
He gets it. Yeah, he understands it. Yeah. He knows his music.
Yep. Yeah.
But that pull up is a different pull up for you that, you know, and it's still, you know, to this day, you can see, you still utilize it. But for the artists that are watching this and the writers that are watching this, like, yo, when you get that win, go celebrate that win a little bit.
Pull up.
Pull up.
Be outside.
So you got your fifth project coming out, right?
Mm.
So let's just talk like exploration in terms of your first four projects.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you feel like you've learned? How do you feel like you've grown starting from project one?
So my first project dropped in 2017. It was called Can We Talk?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think that project organically did amazing for me. Like, it really did put me on the map. I remember Drake actually came to one of my rehearsals when I was getting ready to go on tour with August Alsina.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, Nigga, that's incredible, bro. I can't do that. You killing it and shit. So it was a crazy moment. But I know as far as making that project, it was a lot of just, let me just try something new. Let me try something different. And really just trying to find myself in music. I know I'm a huge fan of Michael, a huge fan of Prince. But I know at the time, you know, it was like, you know, Bryson had that crazy run with Trap Soul. And I know in the industry, that was the sound.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That if it wasn't
becomes
sounding
new wave.
Like, if it wasn't sounding like that, then you know, he wasn't getting played. So just using that as a base, I was really just trying to create in that box, but still have those elements of Mike and Prince and the things that I love about music. And so it was really, you know, what's the word? I don't know. I was really just exploring a lot.
Just yeah, learning.
And then the second project I dropped is called Good Company. And so after Can We Talk did his thing, like it made some noise and it was cool. People was like, okay, Tone is on the radar. The singles was Let Me, and I think the other song that did really good was it's called Miss California. And so people were just like, all right, we heard them songs. We love Let Me. So then we do Good Company. And
Good Company's like, the third?
That's the second.
The second project. The second. Yeah.
Yep. So I had Swae Lee on that one, nice. Quavo, and Ty Dolla $ign.
Nice.
Which was dope.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, same thing. It was like records that I had already and records that we just created just randomly. But it was like, okay, this is sounding good as a group of music. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just make a little project out of this and call it Good Company. And I ain't gonna lie though, one of my favorite songs is on that song, on that project called Take It There.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with Ty Dolla $ign. And I think that one really, like, I don't know, it just had its own life. It still has its own life. So that one was still trying to find myself, still growing, still like, okay, I'm still experimenting.
And are you putting these out through the label?
Yep. It's all through RCA.
Mm-hmm.
But they're only mixtapes?
Yeah, just EPs. Just EPs.
They're EPs though.
EPs, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not like, but not official album.
Well, good. Letting you build, but not counting towards necessarily your album.
Exactly. It was just like, let's let him figure it out. Let's let him find himself.
Okay.
So put those out. What year was Good Company? Good Company was 2018. So 2017, 2018, back to back.
Mm-hmm.
So then, I don't know if I should share this. I don't know. We'll see. But it was real ironic that we had that conversation with Sean mm-hmm. in there. Because in 2019, I'll just say this. That year, it almost felt like everything was going like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just started doing this. Just like, I was just like, what the fuck is going on, bro? Shit, it feels stagnant. It feels like, I don't feel like I'm growing. Like, it just, you know, in the business, there was a lot of things going on, a lot of confusion, a lot of new managers and management coming in and going out. And I was like, just like, what the fuck? Like, that was probably one of the worst years that I had, like 2019. And I really felt like the label was going to drop me. I felt like they was gonna drop me 2019. So I go on tour with her in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out Jeff and MBK. They allowed me to go on tour with her. And I, you know, really got to be around them, be around Jeff and see how everybody operate. They got to learn about me and my situation and what was going on. So when that moment hit in 2019, I didn't have a manager anymore. And my situation was kind of just in the air. I didn't know what the label was about to do with me. So I hit up Jeff and Jason, and I'm just like, yo, you know, I don't have any management. My back is against the wall. I don't have a good feeling about my situation. I don't know what's about to happen. I feel like I'm about to get dropped. And I need help. And Jason was like, okay, let me talk to Jeff. Let me see what's up. And literally after that, came back to me and was like, yo, Jeff said he's down to manage you. So from the end of 2019 till now, you know, MBK got involved, mm-hmm. Jason got involved, Jazz still involved.
Yeah.
And it just started doing this.
Yeah.
Started going back up. We started mm-hmm. getting traction again. And then we dropped the project, Fuck With Me.
Mm-hmm.
So Fuck With Me was like, it was cool because now I felt like I had a team that was really taking the time to make me figure out who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I had the mindset of a writer and a producer. So I was never really tapped into the artist mindset. I didn't know how to be an artist until recently. So it was like, yo, I'm gonna make songs. I'm a studio rat. I'm gonna just make these songs. I'm gonna make that one. But I wasn't being an artist. And so when Fuck With Me came, it was really like, yo, what do you want to say? Who do you want to be? Like, you can, you have this freedom. You got this freedom. You just, now you gotta just do it. So we dropped Fuck With Me, and it's crazy because that record did really good for me. It like caught on, and people, that was the first time in my life where I started to go out in public and people be like, hey, you a Fuck With Me guy. Like, and I'm like, the fuck with the name of the song guy is crazy to me. Like, I never gotten
that's
that.
What it,
So he's like, you're the Fuck With Me guy. And I'm like, that's new. So we dropped Fuck With Me. Then we dropped, in that same year, we dropped the part two. He was like, fuck it. Let's just, we got some songs together. Fuck it. Let's just keep going. We got this momentum going. And what's crazy is me and Chris with Do I Ever, and you heard that song at Jazz's house way back in like 2017. We had cut that song a while ago and never like could figure out the right time to drop it.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
That's crazy, bro.
That's the thing about Cash App.
How
I'm looking
you
at
pay?
Your name, nigga, right now.
How
full
much
price. Full price.
What's full price?
Don't worry about it. Just know when we pull up, we're going to do whatever we got to do. to get in there to support our guy.
I appreciate y'all, man.
Our guy.
For y'all that don't know, man, Tank, he been rocking with me, man. I remember playing Do I Ever for him in the studio for the first time. I remember you saying, the fuck you doing, bro? That was it. The fuck you doing, bro? That's the biggest song in R&B.
I just believe in, and like, you know, I know you guys are, I know the approach you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's the stepping stones, the building blocks. It's mm-hmm. It's to grow in the audience, and you know, it's organic.
Right.
I'm not mad at it. I love it. But that song right there could have had a budget behind it and went to radio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And went crazy. Mm-hmm. I know it. Mm-hmm. Can't tell me nothing different.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell me nothing different. I get it.
I mean, I agree, bro.
I'm a respect your process, bro.
Yeah. I agree, bro.
But I'm telling you.
I agree.
I don't know who didn't hear it. Who didn't see it?
Mm-hmm.
You saw, I said right outside this.
Yup. Literally.
Are you holding this bomb?
This bomb of a record.
Bomb.
Yup.
Anyway, listen.
Listen.
You're in the business of writing hit records.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You will make another one.
That's true. Keep going.
Yes, sir.
Just keep going.
What you got over there, Chief?
What I got for
what you?
You
got?
Oh,
what
man.
You
talking to?
What you got over there?
I like this.
Yeah.
Brother Tone, you're young, but
come on now.
Your journey's from the church house to the R&B clubs. You've been able to develop some favorites.
Mm-hmm.
The R&B people want to know.
They want to know. What we want to know.
Come on.
Top five.
Yeah.
Top five.
Mm.
Your top five.
My top five.
R&B singers. R&B songs. We wanna know. You got to show. Tell us you know. We wanna know your top five.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Tone Stith.
Oof.
Young brother.
Yeah. Tone.
All right.
Your top five R&B singers.
All right. Can I look at my list? I made a little list.
Yes, you can look at your list. What do you mean? Do what you
want. I didn't know if you
want,
you know, just
Tone Stith time.
All right.
It's your hour. Do what the fuck you want to do. Shit.
All right. So look. Top five artists. At the five, playing center. I got Chris Brown.
Whew.
At the four,
power
forward, I got Usher. At guard, or small forward, I got Whitney Houston. Shooting guard, I got Michael Jackson. And at the point, I got Prince.
That's a cold
game.
Vibe.
Game. And then, the substitute, six woman of the year, I should say, is Patti LaBelle.
Yeah.
Six woman of the year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, been Patti LaBelle. I used to sing that Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Patti LaBelle. I went on tour with Patti LaBelle.
Wow.
Of course you did.
Right.
It's amazing.
Spill a little champagne if you don't mind.
Yeah. Mm.
It was Babyface. I opened for the Babyface.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
the OJs and Patti LaBelle.
That's GOAT status, bro.
And the ghost called me to do it as a favor.
Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm, that guy.
That guy. It's one of my one flex for tonight. It's a great five. Okay,
great five,
let's go to your top five R&B songs.
Came prepared too. I like it.
I did. I was in the car. I was like, hold up.
I
gotta write this out. All right, at center, we got "Silly" by Denise Williams. That's at the five.
Silly and Me.
Wow.
Yep.
Look at you.
Oh yeah, no, that's the. I don't know. Yeah. Every time I hear that song, it hit me different. I'll say this. Oh, no. Let me stay on track. Mm. Power Forward. Love and Need and Want, Patti LaBelle.
Yeah.
Small Four, we got You Got It Bad.
Might as
and
well.
And I think with Usher, you could put You Got It Bad, Burn, Superstar in that. You could just interchange them in that to me.
Okay.
And I'm gonna keep it consistent. So at the two, I got I Wanna Be a Lover, Prince. That song changed my life.
At what age do you discover I Wanna Be a Lover, bro?
I was young. You know what? I first heard of Mike and Prince when I was 8 years old. I knew Mike's music before Prince, but the first thing that I've seen of Prince was his Sign of the Times tour movie. So my dad used to watch that, and when at weekends I'll be with him.
Yeah. It resonated with your soul.
Yeah. It fucked me up, bro.
And you didn't know why.
At eight.
I didn't know why.
He was like,
but that
what?
Man was up there going crazy.
Soon as you heard, you're like,
imagine going to school the next day. That Monday. You left your pop's house on Sunday on that Monday, walk in class. Hey, girl.
Hot thing.
I wanna be your...
Hot thing. What's your fantasy?
Hot thing. I wish one of them little niggas would run up on my daughter singing that. Hot thing. Her daddy coming to the schoolhouse and I'll hit a kid.
Right in the throat.
Up.
Chop him up.
At number one, I got Rock With You, Michael Jackson. I think that's probably one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yeah.
Yup.
Yeah, you talking about a groove?
Yeah.
A boogie?
All of it. All of that.
Girl, close your eyes.
Man, what?
That's a cold opening line. Because I can go anywhere, too.
What?
I can go anywhere.
Oh, my God.
That first
Yo, that
line,
is actually
that first
crazy.
Line,
hold
that
on.
First line can go
wait,
anywhere.
Wait a minute.
First line can go anywhere. Listen, I'm a lyric and melody guy. I want to know where you're going with this thing.
Hold on,
don't
why?
Don't try to fight.
Whoa.
Wait, hold up.
There Mike, there ain't nothing,
nothing that you
nothing
can
do.
Whoa.
Relax.
Relax.
That's what he says next to.
Let's make your Voltron. Let's make your super R&B artist.
Yep.
Who you getting the vocal from? Who are you getting the performance style from? Who are you getting the styling from? Who are you getting the passion of the artist from? And who's writing and producing for that artist? Here we go. Let's start with the vocal. Who are you getting the vocal from?
I'm getting the vocal from me.
Come on.
I'm gonna keep the
Come
vocal.
On, put yourself
I'm keep
in
the
this motherfucker.
Vote
my own vocal. You just disrespect.
I want to sing the song.
I want to sing the goddamn song.
I am the lead singer.
Boy,
I'm David Ruffin.
I said him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm David Ruffin, and
these are
the Temptations. Sheesh.
So I'm gonna keep my voice.
Performance style.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
Different.
Mike.
Different.
Electric.
Styling.
Prince. Mm-hmm. Prince. Now, I'm not going to wear the shit with the ass cut
out. You can't say that.
Well, yes, he can.
No, he can't.
I'm like, wait.
No, he can't.
Because there's different.
You either want Prince or you want or you don't.
There's different eras.
You either want to see be sit butt naked on a horse or you don't.
You could be the slave.
No, you can't pick a prince.
You could be the artist.
That's
you
what
either,
I'm saying.
You either prince artist. Or not.
I'm talking about Sign of the Times Prince.
You can't pick a prince.
Why not?
I can't pick an era.
Can't pick the prince you want to be.
What?
He didn't get to pick the prince he wanted to be. He was prince the whole time.
What was his artist formerly known as? Let it. Sign of the Times, 87 Prince.
You gotta sit on a horse, bro.
Oh, you gotta no, sit man. On a horse is crazy, bro.
No, you don't.
I'm not wearing chaps. I'm not wearing chaps,
next,
bro.
Next man.
Who are you getting the passion of the artist from?
Mm.
The heart of the artist.
Yo, you know what? Passion? I'm gonna go with Aretha Franklin.
Why not?
Aretha Franklin, bro.
Aretha. I've seen her do it.
Franklin.
Sweating.
Sweat.
Woo.
Sweat. All over that piano.
Piano.
Yeah. She had a different type of passion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's writing and producing for this artist?
Can I split the writer
yes,
and producer up?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a different approach.
Mm.
And I'm going to be creative with it. I'm going to say Frank Ocean as a writer.
Ooh.
Mm. Say Frank Ocean as a writer.
Mm.
And then producer, I'm going to say Salaam Remy.
Michael Jackson dancing to some Salaam Remy written by Frank Ocean, sang by...
You don't know nothing about no Salaam Remy.
I'm going to say Salaam Remy.
You don't know about no Salaam Remy.
I'm going to say Salaam Remy. Salaam Remy.
Come on to the podcast.
Pull up,
man.
Young fella. Pull up. To the podcast, pull up. You know what it is.
Yeah. I will pull up to your villa.
We'll pull up to you.
Or wherever you record all this amazing music at. Yeah.
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 Voltron.
I like it.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Black Keys.
Uh-oh. Black Keys. The Black Keys.
Heard a white kid.
I ain't saying no names.
Hey!
I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names. Where you at? Who you with? What you did? Don't say shit. I ain't saying no.
Oh man!
Come on, we here.
Oh,
we
I
here,
some,
brother.
I got
we
stories
here.
Too.
I'm yeah, we to, know you I'm watch the podcast.
Pick which one?
Yeah. Right now, we need it. We need it. An important segment.
Important.
I ain't saying no names.
Mm.
Will you tell us that story? Mm. Funny or fucked up?
Mm.
Where you know maybe a R&B podcast nigga showed up to your show and had to pay. yeah.
What the? Yeah.
All right. But you don't say that nigga name. Yeah, because the only rule to this game is you don't say no names. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
And our new thing is you can tell us one or two. It's up to you.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll start off with this. I got a DM one day.
It always starts there.
Young
by
niggas.
A certain somebody.
You know what? Young niggas, they get DMs.
I got a DM one day. And... it was crazy. I mean, for me, I was like, yo, you know, this person hit me up. I mean, she like certified, like.
Okay. Blue check.
This is her.
Yeah. Blue check on social media and in real life.
And in real life.
Yeah.
This is her.
Okay. It's her.
She's her. You know, pull up to the studio. I'm working on this song and I want you to be a part of it. I want you to help write it. So I'm like, oh shit, I'm there. I just had copped the E30. You know the 1990 BMW drop top convertible.
Oh, okay.
Just copped it. I was like, oh, let me put on some, I'm coming to impress the pull up game.
Yeah.
I was on my shit, bro. Yeah. I was like, let me get my shit right. So I'm hopping in. The car got over 300,000 plus miles. I really shouldn't be driving this shit. It's not even registered in my name. Just bought it. I should should get the title and shit, but I'm driving.
But you gotta impress. You gotta pull up.
My license plate is connected to a nigga named Juan. So not even me.
Oh man.
So, you know, I'm pulling up out here in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? So I get down here. I'm like, I'm here. She hits me. She's like, I'm not gonna be able to make it. And we good. Me and this person good. There's nothing but good.
Okay.
Yeah. We good. I'm not gonna be able to make it today. But the producer's there, so just go in with him and y'all finish the record. And I'm like, all right, perfect, cool. I'm not even tripping. All right, I'm not gonna see her.
You put all your smell goods on for the
all your smell.
Yeah, for okay. the you know, but you know what? But it's cool fine. Because it's at the same time,
you only use half the bottle.
Because it's about the song.
Yeah,
it's about the song.
Of course it is.
It's about the song. At the end of the day.
Of course.
At the end of the day.
That's what we're
at the end of the day.
At the beginning.
Not at the beginning. Because in the morning I was putting that shit on.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
So, you know, she sent me the producer number. I'm cool. Hit him up. Hey, bro, I'm here. I'm at the studio. You know, cool. Hit him. 10 minutes go by.
Oh shit.
No response. So I'm like, all right, you know, maybe bro busy, maybe working, maybe eating lunch. I don't know. 20 minutes. Starting to think. I'm like, all right. You know, it's a little weird, but I mean, the opportunity is great.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm gonna stick around, you know? Cool. About 45 minutes. I'm like, the fuck is going on? So at this point, I'm just like, damn, bro, like what's going on? All right. So I'm like, yo, I hit him back. I'm like, I'm double texting now. You know, it's just me in the message now. So I'm like, hey, you know, if I'm gonna leave, you know what I'm saying? If you know you ain't saying nothing, you know, I'm gonna go back to the valley, bro. Like, you know, it's a long drive. I didn't say shit. So I was there for an hour in my drop top, chilling. So I'm like, all right, cool, I'm leaving, bro. Get on the highway, get back on the 101 North. He hits me like, oh, bro, I didn't see the text. I didn't see my phone go off. And I'm like, well, I'm gone, bro. I was down here for an hour, right? So then, fast forward later on in the week, I talked to a certain A&R at the time, and I was like, yeah, I was supposed to do a session with so-and-so. You know, she told me to pull up, and, you know, I was excited or whatever, and it was, you know, it's cool. It didn't happen, but,
yeah,
you know, this was probably, I'm going to just say a day. This was like Thursday. And he was like, oh, that's crazy. Oh, let me rewind.
Oh, shit.
She said, you know, I'm not feeling good. So, you know, that was the reason why she didn't come. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, cool, understandable.
Yeah.
I get it. So I see this certain A&R. I'm like, yeah, she said she wasn't feeling good that day. He's like, yo, that's funny because I seen her that same day eating chicken outside somewhere. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Damn. So that's how I went. So that's one of the stories where I'm like, damn, bro, that was weird.
Did you ever connect with the producer?
Never. After that, I was there for an hour, bro.
Yeah.
So did she ever say like, oh, come back tomorrow? Or?
Nah, bro. And then when the crazy part of the dagger through the heart was that the song came out. And I was like, damn.
That you were supposed to write on?
I was supposed to be on this song.
Oh, you knew the song that you were supposed to be on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Did it go big?
It was. It did pretty good. That was the dagger, though. That was the. Huh. I was like, "What did I do? Did I do something? I pulled up in the E30, bro.
I pulled up in the drop top.
You pulled up too.
I was expecting too much.
You was
huh?
doing too much.
I should have.
Niggas looked through the little thing and said, "Nah."
Oh, he trying to.
Yeah,
He got his Rick James.
He wearing leather? He got on leather?
He trying to beat.
It's 100 degrees. So that was one, but me and the person, we cool. That was years ago. It's just funny now. And then, another crazy story. This didn't happen to me, but it was crazy to witness this. So there's a certain somebody that I was on tour with. And I'm not gonna lie, bro. This person was just mean, bro. He was just mean, dog. Like, I was on the whole tour and never met the man. Crazy. So one of these days, I don't know what city we was in, But you know, it was cool. We all was in the like the little hallway, loading dock hallway, and there's all this commotion going on outside. So we all like, what the fuck is going on? So we see him, the person, walk in, and he's like, you know, he's mad. He pushing everybody, fuck out my way, and this and that, and calling people bitches and hoes, and the fuck out my way. And I kid you not, I seen this person spit on a woman security guard. And I was like, bro, I used to look up to you. And I don't care how bad the situation is, I'm not spitting on no woman. Like, that's just for just she doing her
that's insane.
Job.
Yeah, it's insane.
And that's just one of them fucked up stories that I was like, wow, I will never act like that. Ever. So that's why people be like, don't change. I'm like, trust me, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Because I've seen some shit that I do not want to be. I know what that's like. And I've seen how everybody in the room was just kind of like, the fuck? Like, So...
Shit.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, we ain't saying no names on that.
Yeah, we're going to leave it at that.
Hey. That's weak.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it.
All right. Look. I'll do one more. I'll do one more to get rid of that one. So this one's kind of funny, though. I was on tour with another person, and this is around the time where they was blowing up. They was popping. And this was like my first solo gig away from the group, my first show. So we down in Houston, and it's crazy because, like, you know, I dance. So I was training at this dance studio called So Real Dance Studio, and we were prepping for this show. And I'm the opening act, but we like prepping, and it's at Warehouse Live. So, you know, I don't know if you know Warehouse Live or how big the stage is, but it's pretty big. And I'm the opening act, but we prepping to have like 30 dancers
what?
On stage. Like, it's like, oh, we gonna go crazy. We gonna go all out. We in Houston. We jazz, you know, yeah. we in the city. We gonna go crazy. We going all out, man. It was, you know. So that week in rehearsal, we hitting the shit, you know what I'm saying? Combinations, you got girls coming over here. You got the dudes coming over. You know, this big production, right? Right? So we get to the show date. Everything is amazing before the show. Sound check, incredible. Oh, Tone, you sound good. People coming up. Oh my God, bro, who are you? Drake sends me a gift. And that's not the name drop, but Drake sends me a gift. He sends me some OVO 10s. Signed it, wrote a note. I'm like, damn, this is fucking dope, bro. I'm like, my life is changing, bro. Day, my life is changing. Get on stage. And a certain somebody, there's two people in the story that I'm not gonna name, but a certain somebody from an R&B group that's very well known advised me, and you know who you are, I love you though, advised me to drink olive oil before my set. He said, just drink some olive oil. It's gonna clear you up.
Olive oil.
And I'm, you know me, it's just the first time without the group. I'm nervous.
We're gonna try it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck it. I want to be at my top in my game. Drank the olive oil. So it comes time to perform. I'm like, all right, my throat feel hot. Pause. My throat feel hot. I'm just like, all right, cool, whatever. So I'm out there. We're performing. I tell you, I was not hitting my notes, bro. Like, it was like, I was trying and it was slipping. Like, I wasn't catching no good notes, man. Like, it just wasn't happening for me. We out there, all the dancers come out performing and trying to just doing a lot. I get to this break in my set, probably had like 20 minutes, get to this break in my set, and the crowd, I'm just talking, trying to introduce myself. The crowd starts cheering the person's name that I'm opening up for. It's two syllables, so they're like, da, 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 da. Duh, duh. Like, it's like a movie, bro. I'm like, I can't fucking believe this shit. So I was like, as much as I was nervous that was happening, I got upset. And I was like, y'all gonna see so-and-so after I'm done performing.
I know who y'all came to see.
Do you not see this shit?
I got 30 dancers.
I got 30 dancers.
Wait till I fucking finish.
Drake gave me these.
Drake gave me.
He mailed them to me.
Drake gave me these.
Yo, and they let me finish my set.
They let me
they
finish.
They let me finish my set. But yeah, bro, that was a crazy experience.
Drake
for me, bro.
Gave me these.
Drake gave me these is great.
Drake gave me these, man. Y'all
let
tripping.
Let me finish.
Y'all not understand what happened for me today. But yeah, I got upset.
They didn't boo you though.
They didn't boo me, but
they didn't boo you.
But they.
It's not a boo.
It's yes,
but
it's kind of a boo. It's just as bad.
Kind of a boo. You start they cheering. Said,
it's and it's a two syllable name. Like you could really get a cheer on like that. Like,
it's a two syllable name.
Like
it's perfect.
Yeah, like like get off the stage, nigga. Like yeah, bro. So those are my.
I've been there, brother.
Stories. Yeah,
that's great.
It's been that's great.
I love it.
Happens to the best of us.
Bill's character.
Bill's character. Or no, it tests your character.
You find out if you have
character.
Right. Yep, there it is.
Or it turns you into a villain.
And that moment, I remember when we was performing for that Sweet 16 and niggas was...
Oh, shit.
So I said the
shit. It can't be worse than that.
It can't be worse than that.
At least I know I'm going to make it home.
Yeah. Right. Right.
The niggas walking through your set.
Like going to get on stage and walk through your set.
It's 50-50 when the niggas walk through your set.
It's crazy, bro. I was like, oh, no.
Brother Tome, listen, man, you know we love you, man.
Yeah. Love y'all too, man. Thank y'all.
You got our love, you got our support.
Thank you for pulling up, bro.
100%.
Yes, sir.
Got to pull up in here with the new, you know, with the new POV sound.
Yeah. I hope y'all ready, man.
Gotta hear that.
Man. Yes, sir.
I'm excited for that, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm excited for you, man. I'm excited. You know, you're just a dope. You're an amazing talent, man.
Thank you, bro.
And a great human being. It starts there. So, you know, in terms of, you know, in terms of this business, that goes a long way.
Yes.
It's going to go a lot further than your records.
Got you.
Being a good guy.
It will sustain you.
When you're not the hottest, they will prefer you.
Got you.
That's good tone, though. I like him. He's way peace.
Yeah.
He's great. Right.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Heard you.
Stay there.
Heard you. I'm there. You don't got to worry about me doing stuff.
My name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B.
Yeah.
The youth are cooking. He's right here and he's evidence of it. Make some noise, Mr. Tomestick.
Yeah.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/RMB Money.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.